This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. This past week, New Hampshire voters got the chance to judge all the major presidential candidates. 8 Democrats debated in Manchester last Sunday. 10 Republicans squared off there 2 days later. New Hampshire Public Radio's John Greenberg watched both debates from 30 miles away in the small town of Exeter. He viewed the Democratic debate in the company of some undecided Democrats, and he watched the Republicans with some GOP loyalists who have yet to make up their minds. We'll be checking in with voters in Exeter in the months leading up to next winter's New Hampshire primary. John reports now on what's on their minds.
An 18th-century farmhouse with low, low ceilings was the site for the Democratic debate watch. Eric Lipset, a 41-year-old salesman of specialty business software, stooped to enter the room and squeezed himself in front of the TV with two other Exeter Democrats, Karen Pryor and Herb Moyer.
Welcome to New Hampshire, a site of the first in the nation Democratic primary.
Within a few minutes, the subject was Iraq, and Eric found himself in the interesting position of being the only person on the couch who had initially supported going to war.
I took a position that I believed the evidence that was presented at the time. I have no problem with the fact that, Senator Clinton is now changing her viewpoint, as I have also changed my viewpoint. Now the question is, going back to what Edwards just said, who's going to lead us out of it?
The other Democrats, Karen and Herb, opposed the war from the start. But today, those differences don't matter. All three of these voters want a candidate who will draw a line in the sand and say, this war must end. It rang true in Exeter when John Edwards said Democratic leaders lost courage on the Iraq funding bill.
Then it came back, and then it was the moment of truth. And I said,
and they caved.
They did cave. What was that about?
I agree. They did cave.
They did cave. They so caved.
They missed these opportunities, you know.
To separate themselves, and I don't know. It's like they're still afraid of the Republicans.
At the end of the evening, it was Edwards who most impressed these voters. New York Senator Hillary Clinton did not. They all agreed with Herb's summary on Clinton.
She had safe answers, and I don't think the next Democratic nominee is going to be somebody who has safe answers. If it is, then we risk losing again.
2 nights later, it was the Republicans' turn to debate. Jay Kelly, an investment manager for a large foundation, and his wife Laurie hosted. Marie Warlick, who works in a medical testing lab, joined them. Of the three, Laurie has the least patience with the war in Iraq, and Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney scored points when he emphasized regional diplomacy to deal with Iran.
To help move Islam towards modernity.
That's what I like what he's saying. They're talking to people. Let's get along. Let's see how we can work this out. Rather than, okay, I'm going to go nuke them. Can't hurt.
And it may not work.
It could save some people's lives.
Yeah, but it may not work. And if it doesn't work, we need to stop this. We can't allow Iran to have nuclear weapons.
But as the evening wore on, Romney faded across the board for these Republicans. He's still on their lists, but especially for Jay and Marie, he came across as too prepared, too much, as they put it, of a politician.
He's trying to make himself look really conservative. I'm wondering, would he really stand up the way he says he would and support the certain things he says he would?
At the end of the debate, among this group, it was John McCain who did himself the most good. They liked his direct style. Marie has strong reservations about McCain's support for the immigration bill that Republicans just helped derail. But when McCain talked about the need to take action on immigration, he connected with Jay. For Jay, most of the other candidates simply engaged in posturing.
And it is a serious national security problem.
He has crossed the aisle. He's worked with Kennedy. I don't particularly care for Kennedy. He's an idiot. But he has reached out. He's led an effort that resulted in a compromise that got something done.
Both the Republican and Democratic debate watchers in Exeter thought the debates were worthwhile. Their interest in some of the lesser-known candidates was piqued, but there was no dramatic twist that sent a dark horse sprinting out of the pack. In general, these voters came away with a clear sense of who they prefer among the leading contenders, for the time being. For NPR News, I'm John Greenberg.